Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Do this. Okay, there we go. All right, so there's that part. And now I need to do another little part here, but don't worry. So I'm very, very excited to be bringing on to the program with me the president of the Leah Foundation, along with, of course, my executive director, my dear friend, Dee Dee Loggison. And it's just always a joy to have Dee Dee with us. We're able to do this on a monthly basis, and I'm so thrilled because I know how incredibly busy her schedule is. So I am going to ask Dee Dee if she would be so kind as to introduce the president of the Leah Foundation. Could you do that for me, Dee Dee?
Oh, it would be my joy and honor. Gloria Samdi-Poldhu is the president of the Leah Foundation. She was invited by the family of Leah Sharibu, who, as many of your listeners know, is a religious prisoner of conscience. She was taken by Boko Haram in 2018, in February of 2018, along with over 100 other girls from her school. And about a month later, all of the rest of the girls were released, but the terrorists kept Leah because she refused to renounce her faith in Jesus. And so it is with my great honor to introduce to you Gloria Poldhu. She advocates not only for Leah Sharibu, but for the thousands of other girls and women who are held captive in Nigeria today.
Can I just add to that, please, folks, understand, there are thousands of young ladies. Leah has become kind of the face of this. Sadly, the face of this. And I love, by the way, I've been to Lagos several times. I was a guest of Bishop Okonkwo and the Redeemed Evangelical Mission. I've been to their world conference several times, ministered in the Republic of Benin. I love the Nigerian people. I did my DNA test and I found out that I'm 3% Nigerian. Is that not crazy, right? Huh? I'm telling you. So anyway, I am so touched that you are here, and I'm going to stop talking now, but I just want people to understand this is not a single person issue. This is a major issue, and you should have heard me going off last half hour, actually the last hour, about Mehmet Oz and his denial that this is even happening, that this is even taking place. I said, as a father, if he did that in my face, I would beat him until they pulled me off. And as a father who has taken on a truck at 55 miles an hour to save my daughter's life, I'm not just filling the sound with hot air. I would seriously. Okay, I'm good. Go ahead. Please. Please, Gloria, share with us what is happening and what people need to know about what's taking place in Nigeria? Oh, turn up. We're not getting your volume. Unbury your mic and turn up your volume because I want to hear every single word.
You hear me now?
Yeah, but it's very distant.
Very distant. What about now?
A little better.
What about now?
A little better. That's better. That's better.
Okay, so should I go ahead?
Yes, good. Okay. That's great.
Okay. Thank you very much, Greg and Didi, for having me. It's a great pleasure to be connected here. I just want to use this opportunity to reach out to all those who have been praying along with us in Nigeria, most especially concerning the situation that the Christians are going through. And as I speak to you today, I even received a message about threats that has been given to all churches in northern Nigeria, that they should stop worshiping and having their services because...
Repeat that. I want you to repeat that. Because this has to be driven home. They have been threatened that they should do what?
That we should all lock up our churches and we should not worship because they are going to start bombing churches. And we saw that 2 weeks ago, a church in Ogun State, in Owo specifically, was bombed, and so many women and children, aside men, were killed in that Catholic church. And so we have received this threat, and this morning I woke up and I got a message that this threat is real, and we need to speak and tell the world that prayers need to go up. And not just prayers, but action needs to be taken. So just like you said, thousands of women and girls are in captivity in the hands of Boko Haram, who are ISIS and ISWAP and all forms of terrorist group put together are in Boko Haram. And all of them with their forces are ensuring that they displace all Christians or stop anything Christianity, which they call Western education, because Boko Haram simply means Western education. And Western education, as far as they are concerned, is Christian education. So they want it stopped completely in Northern Nigeria. And now it's not just Northern Nigeria,
right?
North central part, and even the southern part of it. So this is the situation that we are currently in. But if you want, I can quickly tell the story of Leah, then move on.
Yes, no, I would like you to do that. I had a dear friend, his name was Levinas Anuma, Pastor Levinas Anuma, and he had, and this was in the early 2000s, he had had four churches that had been burned. Four churches that had been burned. Horrific.
Yeah, and our denominational churches, like in northern Nigeria, where I come from, you know, we're talking about hundreds of churches.
Over a couple of years ago, it was over 900 churches had been burned to the ground in Nigeria. On Pentecost Sunday, June 5th, more than 38 people were killed in Owo, Nigeria, as Gloria has said. And then just this week, some 50 people were kidnapped up in Sokoto, and another 30 were killed in Plateau State. The slaughter continues. They're pushing Christian farmers off of their lands and taking over the villages, setting up a famine in Nigeria. The situation is getting worse and worse by the year. So, but Leah, as you said, is the face of those girls and women who have been taken off into sex slavery in Nigeria. And Gloria, tell us about Leah.
Yeah, thank you very much, Debbie, for adding that. Leah Sharipu, for those that don't know, was 14 years old on February 19, 2018. And she was in her school. We call it secondary school, which is like the middle and the high school here. And she was abducted alongside 110 girls from their secondary school by Boko Haram terrorists. And they were taken into the forest where they are. And for that past 4 years, we had been advocating and trying to get the release of Bia. But the story goes like, 1 month after they were abducted, the Nigerian government negotiated for the release of the girls. And 104 girls were released. When they came, where are the other six girls? They said five girls died the day they were taken when they were going because they were just cramped into cars. And so those five didn't survive. But one girl, who is Leah, and unfortunately for her, she has been left in captivity. What is the reason? They said Leah refused to renounce Christ. And so they had threatened that if she will not recite the Kalmar Shahada, which is the Islamic creed, that she will not be released. She will be left back in captivity. Her friends who convinced her and tried to tell her, just recite it. When you come back, you will do. Leah, at 14 years old, boldly and courageously said, no, I'm a Christian. I can't deny Jesus. That story blew our minds up and said, this must be God's doing so that we will be able to have a face and a name that we will tell the world, this is what is happening to us, and that is what we are doing with the story of Leah Sharibu. So Leah Sharibu still remains in captivity. But as far as we are concerned, she's a hero to us, and she stands as the face of all the persecuted Christians in Nigeria, all the persecuted girls and women, especially girls who are denied education, which is their fundamental human right, and then girls and women who are also given the opportunity to, you know, who are not given the opportunity to choose the religion that they want to choose.
We're going to take a quick break. Folks, this is just absolutely such a critical story, and we have got to get this message out. So anyone that is watching us right now through the ChosenGenerationRadio.com website, please share this. We will have this audio up later this afternoon. We want you to share that as well. Gloria and Dee Dee will be back with me after this break. But we have got to get this message out. And there are individuals that need to hear this. Our senators have to hear about this. 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. America is Christians' last hope, and it has to stand up.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. By contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights, I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is Pastor Jackie, has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really, this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. On the pitch.
Gosh.
And this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and supported us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history.
That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my very special guest, Gloria, and help me with that pronoun. Poldhu?
Oh, yes.
Poldhu. Okay. Gloria Poldhu, live, by the way, from Nigeria. And we're talking whether she's the president of the Leah Foundation. Or not, she's not. I'm sorry. I overstated. She would be, but she's not. But she's in an undisclosed location. She's in a bunker, and we can't tell you where she is for her own protection. And Dee Dee Loggison is with us, also the executive director of Save the Persecuted Christians. I've been telling folks, when they take these girls, one of the Islamic customs is they will be the wife of whoever has stolen them for that day. And then they pass them on. And they rape them repeatedly throughout the day and then pass them to the next man who rapes them repeatedly throughout. I'm telling you folks this because you have to understand how horrific this is, and how angry I get at those that would deny that it's happening. Okay? I am righteously angry because I think about these young girls as if they were my own daughters, my own granddaughters, because they are. They're our daughters in the faith, and they belong to us, and we have a responsibility to share this message and to get engaged and to get involved.
Yeah, I think you saw that both Gloria and I responded emotionally to that reality that our sisters are held as slaves for life by these jihadists who believe that it is in their purview, according to their ideology, that this is okay to treat another human being like this. But it is not. We have come so close to these girls, even though many of them we've never seen. We don't know their names even or their faces, but we know the torture, the pain, the suffering that they are going through, all because they follow Jesus. And we here in the West, we cannot deny them. We cannot ignore them. And it is so difficult to speak about them into the international media and the international communities because our story is inconvenient. These are jihadists who are taking Christian girls and women and abusing them in ways that It's just unconscionable. It is horrific, and the world will not speak about it because it is an inconvenient truth. And even those who call for the Me Too movement and such, they will not stand for the girls and women of Nigeria and all over the world. 360 million Christians are heavily persecuted. They face these kinds of threats every day. And the world is not standing up for them because it's not convenient to speak about jihadism because we are called Islamophobic. But this is the reality. This is the fact on the ground. Of the 8 of the top 10 countries where it is most dangerous to be a Christian are Islamic republics. It is because of Sharia supremacy and that these women and girls are suffering.
And I don't want to catch up, but not only just a Christian, but a woman, a female. These vocalists that are out there want to talk about women's rights. I mean, this is a big deal right now. Oh, well, the women's right to choose, the women's right to kill a baby. But folks, where are the voices about these women that are being raped repeatedly in these countries and these... Talk about, you know...
Enslaved. This is modern-day slavery.
Let me even put a perspective to it. You know, currently, as I speak to you, we know that we have eyewitnesses who have come out and said, Leah has 2 children in captivity. This child was 14 years old when she was taken. And just like you described, just to give a clear picture of exactly what happened, she now has 2 children in captivity. Today, there is a girl that has been rescued. You know, Chibok girls were taken 80 years ago. So today, as I speak to you, one girl was rescued. She came out and she has a baby in her hand. Google it and you will see. One of the Chibok girls rescued, a Christian girl. And all the 276 girls that were taken 8 years ago by these terrorists, these are just the ones that have brought the situation to the public for people to see. But apart from that, we have thousands of these girls, villages on a daily basis. As I speak to Didi, you remember, just last week, Alheri's village in Kaduna, southern Kaduna, again has been bombed. People have been killed. And there are reports of helicopters dropping things by these terrorists, you know, and the same women and girls taking enslaved. Just like you described it. So this is.
But they call this. They say, you know, the international community and the media want to say that this is climate change and that there are tensions between Christian farmers and Muslim herdsmen. That is not the case. Categorically, that is not the case. What is happening is religious violence that is forcing Christians off their traditional lands and out of their villages. They are literally taking them over. And in Nigeria, this activity is supported top down, bottom up by the government of Nigeria. The Fulani herdsmen who are attacking in the middle belt of Nigeria, this is the same tribe that the president, President Muhammadu Buhari, belongs to. And throughout the entire structure, the security state, the administration, the courts are filled with Fulani Muslims and mostly nobody else. So this is a takeover.
Not to even cut you short, they can argue and say it is not religious or whatever. But go and look at the statistics of the communities that are being attacked. These are all Christian communities and the attacks are systematic. Since 2009, they have systematically been displacing Christian community in our hundreds. The Yobe, Benue, Taraba, Plateau, Kaduna.
Over 70,000 have been killed. 3 million farmers forced from their lands. They are not given any support by the government of Nigeria. It is a horrendous situation. When it devolves, the whole world will suffer because of it.
In 2002, I was in the church of Charles Sunkonmi Obasessin in Nigeria ministering when I was introduced to Mobutetem Akpapayo, AKPABIO. And we went into the pastor's chamber, and they were in tears because they were, at the time, their families lived in northern Nigeria in 2002. And they had just received a message that their village was coming under attack. And we prayed.
You know, these villages, as you speak, Greg, up till now, virtually every day, villages are under attack. My own village in Adamawa State, just 3 days ago, it's under attack. The governor of Adamawa State, Google it, you will see, he went to my village because the village were under attack. They give the different narrations of, oh, it's just an ethnic tribal, you know, clashes, skirmishes. Why kill people we've lived together for years? There's still a religious undertone under it.
Yeah.
And so even about 3 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago, you know, about Deborah, who was stoned for in her own school. It's like a university where the educated students who, you know, took stones and stoned their Christian colleague to death and burnt her down. And
so it happened. We're going to run out of time. I want to give you a point of action. Number one, I need you to go. What is the best website for them to go to?
For our stories, okay.
Is the best website for them to go to the leah-foundation.org?
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God,
hang on 1 second.
I do not want him to ask me.
Hang on 1 second. Hang on 1 second. All right, I went off the radio side for a second, but we are still recording and we are still broadcasting across. We've probably got about 50,000 or 60,000 people minimum watching us right now. Leah.
Leah-foundation.org.
Okay.
Leah-foundation.org.
Okay.
Is where you'll find Dr. Gloria Poldeau and the Leah Foundation. And SaveThePersecutedChristians.org is where we have a good webinar that we filmed with Leah's mom just within the last month and a half. So please go there and watch that webinar as well and share it to all your networks, friends and family. Please share Leah's story.
SaveThePersecutedChristians.org.
Documentations also, if they check icon, maybe you give that. They will also get all those statistics on a daily basis.
Where's that at, Glory? I'm sorry.
Icon.help, I think.
Iconhelp.org. Yes. And that's the International Committee on Nigeria. They have been incredibly instrumental in helping Gloria and Leah's mom, Rebecca, find a voice in the international community.
All right.
We're so grateful.
So those of you that are with us and are watching right now, you can see all of these incredibly precious and beautiful faces of these children. The International Committee on Nigeria, iconhelp.org, iconhelp.org. The other website we want you to know, here it is, SaveThePersecutedChristians.org, SaveThePersecutedChristians.org. And you can find links to a lot of this other media from there. There's a great video, the Pentecostal Prayer for Persecuted Christians, by the way, is on, and you can watch that as well. Encourage you to pray along with that. And then finally, of course, leah-foundation.org, and you can see that up on your screen. What kinds of captivity are girls in today? Apart from being in physical captivity, like Leah and others, many girls are held in emotional, sexual, and religious captivity in Nigeria and around the world. Some girls are afraid to go to school because of the threat of an attack. Some women are left vulnerable after their husbands have been killed in an attack, and we deal with that in India. I know it is a huge issue there in Nigeria. Widows with children whose husbands have been murdered for their faith. Gloria, thank you. Dee Dee, thank you so very much for being with me today. Ladies, I just can't tell you how much I appreciate you being here and sharing this story. Folks, make the call now. 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. That's the Capitol switchboard. Ask for your senator. If you don't know who that is, just tell them the state you're in. They'll send you to their office and tell them, we need you to stand up for Leia and for the girls that are being persecuted and Christians that are being persecuted in Nigeria. And we will appreciate it if you'll do it. God bless you all. And we just pray, Father, Lord, be with these villages. Set angels around about them even right now. Lord, we know that your word tells us how the Spirit of the Lord went into the camp of the enemy and caused the enemy to turn on themselves and create confusion. God, we ask your Spirit to go into the camp of the enemy and create such confusion that they would turn on themselves. We ask, Father God, for healing for the injured. We ask, God, for freedom and liberty and restoration and recovery for these precious girls and for these babies as well, that they all would be removed from this evil. Protect Gloria. Continue to give her a platform to speak from. Courage, refreshing, spiritually, physically, mentally, and emotionally. Thank you for my dear sister, Dee Dee. Thank you, Lord God, for all that you use her for all that she does for your kingdom. Bless her. I pray healing over her. I pray, Father God, Lord, for blessing on her family and protection around them as well against every fiery dart of the enemy. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Folks, God bless you all.
Thank you so much, Greg.
And we are signing off.